Concerns that Chinese technology may threaten U.S. cybersecurity have surfaced in Vermont. A local telephone company says it does not want to fully link its network to an out-of-state telecom company because that firm uses equipment made by a leading Chinese manufacturer. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the Trump administration has targeted the Chinese-owned Huawei conglomerate because of fears its technology could undermine the security of phone and computer networks.
Good morning. This is a pre-hearing conference in case number 18-4203-PET.
That's the start of round one that began Monday in a dispute between First Light, a telecom company based in Albany, New York, and Vermont Telephone Company, or VTEL, headquartered in Springfield. First Light wants a full interconnection agreement between the two networks. The agreements are pretty standard and would allow customers to keep their phone number if they go to the other company. VTEL objects, and it raises an issue that's a top priority in the White House and in capitals around the world: the spread of Chinese-made technology in the backbone of the global telecom infrastructure.
What we're concerned about here is an unprecedented cybersecurity challenges, and I think you see how brave those are based on the precautions of our own government.
VTEL lawyer Anthony Arapino argues VTEL customers are at risk if the network is connected to a company using equipment made by Huawei, a leading Chinese manufacturer of routers, switches, and other telecom technology. A White House executive order bans Huawei gear from government networks, and Arapino adds that VTEL itself could be hurt financially because the federal government also won't do business with companies that use Huawei technology.
So this is not really the typical interconnection dispute.
First Light did not address national security issues at Monday's hearing at the Vermont Public Utility Commission, but company lawyer Gregory Kendall did challenge VTEL's claims that it uses Huawei equipment.
This is equipment manufactured by certain foreign manufacturers, as to which there is some concern about its being owned by foreign government actors, particularly the People's Republic of China. First Light does not believe that such a representation is legally or factually justified.
However, the crux of the dispute is that VTEL wants First Light to sign an agreement promising it does not use Huawei equipment. First Light, which is owned by a French multinational, so far has balked at making that promise. The case was continued, and the two sides promised to work on a schedule for more hearings. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.